said that his mother was so big that her stretch marks had legs. Oh man, what a great beginning. So, welcome back to another episode of Thoughts of the High Life.
You got it's your main man, don't panic Jimmy.
I'm the sexy sand man.
We should probably turn this down a little bit.
Turn it down, yeah. And
we're gonna turn it down, keep things a little bit smooth for you.
We're gonna set the tone.
Welcome to late night radio.
We got your host, the sexy Sandman. We're gonna talk you through as you
and it's don't panic
slide
Jimmy.
Away into your deep slumber as the Sandman causes you to have beautiful dreams. But yeah, so on that note, let's talk about your family. How are they doing? You know, how's your cousins? What are they up to these days?
My cousins are good. Mm-hmm. They're a little bit odd in a sense.
Yeah. In what sense are you talking about?
Well, in terms of meeting women, they tend to meet them at the oddest places.
Okay, I'm gonna need a concrete example.
For instance, I have a cousin
who is nameless.
Who shall remain nameless? Mark. Just kidding, I don't have a cousin named Mark. But if I did,
he'd be a real piece of shit.
He'd be a real piece of shit for this
one. Well, go ahead. So Mark, as we'll call him.
Mark.
What has he been up to with the ladies?
Mark decided to date the EMT that tried to resuscitate his mom.
That is a lot more serious than I'm making it.
Who's
so funny.
Who subsequently died after the said resuscitation. I thought it was weird then, and I still think it's weird now. I mean,
that is very strange. I mean,
that's weird.
What did he?
How did that conversation go? So, you doing anything after? You want to hang out?
Right. So, the next couple of days might be a little tricky for me with all the mourning relatives and all. But you want to hang out after my funeral? After my mom's funeral? Oh my god. How did that go?
It went just as weird as you would think. Well, one, she's at the funeral. We're all wondering.
Wait. Back up. She showed up to the funeral?
Yeah, she showed up to the funeral.
As his
date? Well, I mean, you don't have to do a plus one for a funeral.
No,
I mean, I think it's an open invitation.
Yeah. Okay,
I've never seen it.
So, like, you don't have to like RSVP for the meal. Like, yeah, me and my plus one will have salmon.
Yeah,
post funeral like buffet. But it's, I mean,
nobody's ever been like, who invited that guy?
I get that, but okay.
Yeah, so she was at the funeral.
Not as
oddly enough, I kept making fun of him about it. Because he was dating the EMT, and I thought it was funny.
So they immediately started dating. There was no time in between.
I don't know if there was time in between or they started dating, but they did. They were dating at one point.
Okay, let's hear. Let's kind of. How long after she passed did they have a funeral?
They had the funeral like 4 days later.
So they were dating at the funeral.
I don't know if they were dating at the funeral.
Oh, okay.
I don't
That's
know.
What I was saying. I was like,
I'm not sure. I'm not sure of the exact timeline of how it mm-hmm. happened, but they definitely were dating. And then showed up to his birthday, and he's like, "You guys all know her from the ambulance."
Oh my god!
Yeah.
How did they take that?
Huh?
How did they take that?
Nobody. We really didn't skip a beat. We all acted like it was normal. So
we're just happy he got.
We're just all happy that he got, you know, a woman.
Yeah. Geez.
Unfortunately, he wussed out before he was going to lose his virginity to said woman. But, you know.
To each their own, I guess.
You win some, you lose some. You know what I mean? He got cold feet.
And consistently losing, apparently.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just he's saving himself for marriage.
Is he saving himself, or is everyone else just kind of saving him for whoever gets stuck with him?
I think
they're like, you get to deal with it.
All my cousins are saving themselves for marriage.
That's noble. I get that.
No, it's not noble. It's irritating. Look, they're going to get married. They're going to have sex for the first time. And then they're going to realize that they're not compatible sexually. Each one of them has a different idea of what sex is like in their mind.
Yeah.
Because they've never had it before. They have nothing to compare it to. They don't know all the things that could go wrong.
Yeah, I mean, again, the sex ed within that community is...
So really what if they end up getting married and not having, like, good sex?
Well, they won't, of course. I mean,
they're going to end up cheating on each other.
It doesn't ever start great. Like, that's why, like, yeah, honestly, but
they're going to end up cheating on each other.
No, I don't think they will. I just think they won't be as open to it because they won't really know that it's...
Bahiga is going to want, like, anal.
Bahiga? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, Bahiga.
Who's Bahiga?
It's a hypothetical Arab couple that I've just made up. And then Fauzi is going to want, you know...
So his wife is going to want anal?
His wife is going to want anal, and he's going to want, like, porn style.
She's, like, asking?
Yeah,
well, porn if she's style asking, sex. Come on. And then, okay, first of all, like, let's... What woman is asking for anal that isn't also providing porn star level sex? Like, it's just like, you know what, yeah, go ahead and fuck me in the ass.
But I'm not gonna
go ahead and suck your dick. Like, excuse me. In what scenario is there...
It's possible. She's selfish.
I'm not saying it's...
She's a selfish lover. She only cares about her needs, not...
And she's getting her needs filled through her ass.
Yeah, and then it's going to end up, since I'm such like a sex pistol, they're all going to come to me because, like, you know, I'm the attractive one of all my cousins. And they're going to be like,
upsetting.
And they're going to be like, Jimmy. I've never been pleasured before. Can you please pleasure me?
Pleasured?
Yeah.
Wait, your cousins are...
No, not my cousins. They're wives.
Oh, I see. I was like, wait a minute.
And then I'm going to be like...
This is going south real fast.
Yeah, and then I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I can't do that. And I wouldn't.
So that's when you're going to find your morals?
Well,
after all these years, that's when you're going to find your morals?
I can't be anywhere my cousins have been. That's gross. Ew.
Ah, so it's not really a moral thing.
It's not moral thing. It's just a hygiene thing.
I mean, I get that.
Yeah, I can't be anywhere my family member's been. Gross. But I mean, if it wasn't for that, I'd probably still...
What if their wives were, like, real bad?
Nah, I still couldn't do it. I've seen their wives now.
They're already all married?
They're already, like, not attractive to me anyways.
That's just upsetting.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, your wives are trash.
Yeah, your wives are trash.
Dude, like, that reminds me of, like...
I should go to their weddings. You call that a wife?
No, dude, that reminds me of, like... There's a lot of people who, like, show me their kids, and I'm just like, this is not a cute baby.
Like, that's one ugly baby.
And I'm, like, not shy about telling people that their baby's not cute. And everybody gets so upset. Like, I told, because my friend, like, showed me a picture of, like, her friend's baby.
I'm just her like, friend's baby.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just like, this baby is disgusting.
This is a disgusting baby.
And she got mad. She's like, don't call my friend's baby, like, ugly. And I'm just like, I'm not going to call him cute. Like, that'd be lying. And she just got really upset. And I'm just like, well, fuck you and your friend and your baby. And her baby and your mother. Like, all of you guys are hoes.
Well, some people are in denial. Baby's ugly. You know what I'm saying? Not every baby's going to be cute.
And the funniest thing is it's always, like, the cutest people who have, like, the ugliest babies. And then, like, the ugly people have, like, incredibly cute babies.
But then ugly people, but don't you think, like, ugly people were cute babies and ugly babies grow up to be, like...
This sometimes does happen, yes.
Yeah.
But low-key, if you're not cute as a baby, there is a very real chance you're not going to be cute as an adult. Because it's, like, there's no dog that's, like, disgusting as a puppy and then, like, grows up to be adorable.
Yeah, but we're comparing apples to oranges here.
Slightly.
A dog is a dog. A human is a human.
Yeah, and humans don't necessarily get better as they get older. They're definitely at their cutest when they're a child.
What are you saying?
I'm saying a cute baby doesn't necessarily...
it's very difficult. It doesn't always necessarily
I'll just not have happen. Plastic surgery tomorrow to like look like a baby. Just come in looking like a toddler.
This is the new beauty standard.
Yeah. Replace all my teeth with baby teeth.
No, but I'm saying it's definitely like people who are cute or like good looking were cute babies normally. Like there is a very, very, very small amount who were not, if that makes sense. That's what I'm saying. So it's, yes, it's possible, but it does not happen often.
I want to see a peer-reviewed article about this.
Yeah.
I want to see you cite your sources.
Yeah, there needs to be science behind this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually genuinely curious.
Yeah, we should run a study. Do ugly babies turn into
we don't have to run studies. We can just find other people who have done studies.
But it's a very fucked up thing to study. Like, yeah. Hey, you got an ugly baby? We yeah. want to watch it for the next 10 years yeah. to see if it becomes attractive.
We'll have to... God damn it. Oh, shit. But yeah, I mean, you'd never get participants because nobody would admit their baby's ugly. That's the problem.
You'd have to do it under the guise of like, hey, we want to see how your baby turns out attractiveness-wise. No, no like, particular reason at all.
If your baby is a little more hairy than normal, if their head is a little slightly large, we need to study your baby. Like, you'd have to like really call out what you're looking for, because if you're just like, oh, we need not cute babies, every parent's maybe gonna be like, oh, my baby's like, adorable, it doesn't qualify.
Maybe we could hire like a really good marketing company to like call the baby ugly, but then like make them like normalize it and accept it.
Dude, low key, I'm acting like people aren't dumb and shallow, and like if you didn't put out like a if you didn't make it like a commercial.
Yeah,
if you're just like advertising, yeah. If you're
yeah, like, wear a cowboy hat, ugly, like yeah. Cal Worthington Ford, and they're no, like, hey, is your baby ugly? So come on down.
I was going to say, even if you like ran it as kind of like a scam, well, not a scam, but like a deception type thing.
Yeah.
We ran it as like a commercial, or you're looking for like actor babies.
Yeah.
All you would have to do in the casting call is say ugly, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, my baby's ugly. Because, like, those are the most brutal parents.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, yeah, my baby's ugly. He's totally right for this role. Yeah. And, like, and they'll sit, like, in the room pitching
yeah.
why their baby is, like, uglier than other babies. And I'm just like, first, I low-key want to hear these conversations.
Yeah.
Like, why it is you think your baby is so ugly that he deserves this part?
Oh, no, there's a mom yeah. out there that's definitely like that.
Oh, exactly. No, there's going to be several. That's the point. You will get get enough participants to, like, effectively run, like, a double-blind study and everything. You'll get, like, FDA certified to be able to, like, publish in the AP, whatever, like, licenses you'd need. Oh, my God. No, I love those, like, things that kind of, like, take Bible texts, like, out of context or whatever. Yeah. Where somebody wrote, like, dude, we've been looking at it all wrong. And they posted the quote in, like, Deuteronomy that's, like, if a man lays with another man, that they must be stoned or whatever. So that's, like, the verse that's, like, oh, you know, if dudes, like, in the Old Testament, like, slept together, they would have to, like, be killed. And they're, like, dude, we're looking at it all wrong. Oh, Halfsack has found something.
Yay!
There it is. You got your toy. That was a good boy.
What are you saying?
So they were like, oh, you're just looking at it all wrong. Like, it doesn't mean you gotta kill them. It just means that they gotta get stoned first. They gotta get high before they fuck each other. Like, so that's a rule. It's like, if you're gonna be gay, that's fine. You just gotta be, you just gotta get high first. I love, like, those little, like, readings of it. I'm just like, that's really funny.
You know what the problem is? What if some of them just aren't really gay? They're just doing it for the weed.
Yeah.
I just want to get high. Yeah. Dude, you want to get yeah. some gay stuff so you can get high?
I've fallen on some hard times and I really need to get high. Well, I guess you're going to have to, you know, have to be gay for a couple of weeks. Oh, that'd be so funny. That's a skit idea right there. A guy back in the Old Testament who really needed to get some weed.
Yeah,
he's like, you know the law.
Weed, man.
Yeah. He goes to the dealer. He's like, hey, man, can you, like, front me till payday? He's like, you know the law.
God damn it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Anybody want to be gay for weed?
We'll suck dick for Mary Jane. Oh, my God. Dude, see, I've always thought about that. Like, back in the Old Testament or whatever, when you could have, like, four or five wives, like, were they, like, doing everything?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, that's weird.
They most definitely were doing everything. But did they know about everything?
But that's what I'm saying. So that's why, like, would they know and do it? Obviously not, like, BDSM, but, like... But I mean, like... Moses was doing BDSM. So, yeah. Yeah. Aaron was up there in the tents tying up women. Yeah, you take that. It's like, mind your business. Like, it's here whipping from Aaron's tent. But no, no, I'm talking about, like, were people getting, like, sucked off and stuff?
Well, yeah, people were getting, I'm pretty
how
sure.
How do you know? Like, that's the
Well, thing. I mean, you don't think, like, anybody's ever said, like, hey, let's try with your mouth on it.
Dude, I totally get that people would want to try it. But in that society, I don't know that they would. Because they're, like, there were rules against that. Because, yeah, like, back in, like, those times, there was rules. It was, like,
This is a time where there was no, like, enforcement of laws. It was so hard to enforce laws back then.
That is not true.
Yeah, no,
people were, like, falsely accused all the time. As long as other people witnessed, like, they would get in trouble. For, like, everything. They literally had rules about what you could and couldn't do in the bedroom.
Yeah,
and that was very well enforced. That is the problem.
Really?
Oh,
I saw them do it doggy style.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Like, all right, that's 60 lashes for you.
All right.
And only 30 for you. That's hot.
You're coming with me. Some weirdo's like, yeah, that's hot. I want the 20 lashes. Yo, he thinks.
Exactly. See, that's where the BDSM started right there. Yo. People were just like committing crimes on purpose to get like lashes in the street. He's like, oh, yes, can I please have another? Like, you're not supposed to be enjoying this. Like, that's like the first time it was like public.
50 lashes.
He's like, honey, you got to do 50 lashes. 20 is not enough.
Let's make it happen.
First time, yeah.
Shout out to my boy Sam for snitching on me. Yeah. It's my birthday. It's my birthday today.
There's like one guy who just like gets turned on by watching other people get lashed. Yeah. He shows up to like every public lashing. He's just like, oh yeah, it's two p.m.
Yeah.
Lashing time.
Oh yeah.
He times his like breaks and stuff and lunch perfectly for it.
Lube.
He makes a day of it.
Yeah. He's got like a little picnic basket.
He's like,
and candles.
His wife comes by. She's like, Mohab, what are you doing? He's like, this is my time. This is my time. Just
I thought
about.
You were
like,
at work.
Yeah. I am at work. This is my lunch break. This is my time. You got to get out of here. Is this what you need to get off? Is this why we can't go into the bedroom? Oh, God. That would be amazing.
You know what I don't get is the Tower of Babylon.
You mean Babel or Babylon?
Babylon. The Tower of Babylon.
What happened in the Tower of Babylon?
Where they tried to build a ladder to heaven.
That's the Tower of Babel. God damn it. That's why I asked for better.
Okay, the Tower of Babel.
They literally gave you two options, and you picked the wrong one still.
So these people, they try to build a ladder to heaven to see God.
Right.
And then God just decides, I'm going to split everyone up into different countries and different languages so they don't group up like this again.
Right.
Because God was thinking they were getting too close.
I don't think it was because they were getting too close.
But
I just think it's like this.
But how awkward was it that now suddenly, like, the person you've been communicating with for a long time speaks a different language?
That's probably why wars happened.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, we've been speaking together for 30 years, and now all of a sudden you want to ooga booga me? Like, get the fuck out of here.
Frank's speaking Spanish.
Yeah.
Look at what you guys fucked up. Frank is speaking Spanish, you guys.
He's like, you come to this country, you speak Hebrew. Like,
the racism just turns on immediately.
Immediately. Like, it's immediately just like they
figured
out.
We speak Aramaic only here.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are the Lord's people, so Aramaic is the language of the land, sir.
Yeah.
And he's just like, and that's how war started. That's exactly it. He called his mom a whore, and that's kind of how it began.
The next pharaoh comes in. He's like, we've got to build a wall. He's like, screw the pyramids. Yeah. We have all these bricks and not building walls.
Right. I need to go down to Nubia, build a wall around Nubia so that Sudan can't get in.
I'm so sick of all these Sudanese coming into my country.
Oh, man. But yeah, they, I mean,
Sudan is not sending its best people.
Yeah. Yeah, the first pharaoh immediately becomes Trump. Yeah. Like, that's so amazing.
Oh, okay, we're gonna build a wall. Sudan's gonna pay for it.
Yeah. Sudan's president is like, "Are you out of your fucking mind?"
Dude, that was one of my favorite like quotes of like all time. When the ex-Mexican president like went on their live TV and he's like, "He's out of his fucking mind."
No, it's
like, he was like, "Oh, we're gonna make Mexico pay for the wall," and he's like, "Dude, he's out of his fucking mind. Yeah. Like, there's no way we're gonna do that."
Dude, he went twice on national television. It was like, Mexico will not pay for that fucking wall. He did it twice.
Dude, it was so good.
And he wasn't even the president anymore of Mexico either. He had not been president for the past like 3 years.
I swear to God, if he signs a deal, I will come back. This will not happen at all. Like, it is incredible how arrogant that guy is. Trump is just incredibly arrogant with what he thinks he can just bully people into doing.
You know, a lot of Egyptians in Egypt like Trump. They're like, now we have two strong men in office. We have Trump and we have Sisi. Neither one of those are strong men.
Yeah, like neither is the type you want in your country through any sort of crisis.
Yeah, I don't know what your definition of a strong man is, but Trump is not a strong man.
Dude, my...
Dude, he's so fat and eats Big Macs all day.
No, that's the funniest part. My, like, there's a phrase in Arabic called Hawa Shaban. It means, like, he's full. He want, like, he's, like, reached the top. He's done everything or whatever.
Yeah.
And my my grandma, she goes, Aslahu Ragil Shaban. Like, he's a man who's, like, very full.
Yeah.
Like, he's reached everything. And she means, like, he's reached everything. They're just like, yeah, grandma, just because he's fat doesn't mean you elect him to office. Like, you don't elect the first fat man to just run into office. Like, that's not how this is chosen.
Oh, look
like,
at that not hungry candidate. He's really well.
Yeah, between him and Sanders, who looks like he's been on dialysis for 6 years, yeah, I'm going to vote the not hungry candidate. Yeah. Not hungry 2020. Like, yeah. That's our entire platform.
Yeah.
No, it's funniest to me because I'm just like, you know he hates you, right? Like, they don't get that he hates you.
Imagine talking politics with someone like that. So
I do. It's the most incredible. Dude, I literally had, like, every time I go to my uncle's house, I'll have, like, three drinks and just talk shit about, like, Trump and just see my grandma, like, fly into a rage.
Because your grandma's the best. A Trump supporter?
She's a staunch reporter. It is the most incredible thing. She's 92 years old, has no idea about American politics, but just likes the fact she thought, like, she literally thought Obama was like a Muslim. And so, like, her entire thing was like, oh, Obama's Muslim. He's a terrorist and he wants to open the country for terrorists. And he, like, because Hillary had, like, started in Egypt, she was, like, one of the reasons behind the starting of, like, the Muslim Brotherhood. And when the Muslim Brotherhood came in, they, like, fucked up a lot in Egypt. So they had, like, very bad ties with the, you know, organization, administration as a whole, but they like took it out and were like, oh, Obama's a Muslim, even though there was like several images of him like praying at church every time. They're like, he bowed before the king of Saudi Arabia, he's a terrorist, he supports all of their terrorist activities. I'm like, dear God, grandma. So she's like staunchly Republican. She loves Trump because he's like, oh, he's a man, he says what he wants. And I'm just like, yes, but he shouldn't. All of what he wants is horrific. Like, just because he says what he wants, it doesn't mean he's good. Like,
literally, one person should not express his views. Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, I love the freedom of speech, but if anybody there is I want Did to shut the fuck was, up, it is him.
He like, was posting videos of people at his rally screaming white power, and he called them good people.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, dude, how much bigger of a train wreck does this have to get?
He's legit people, just like, being openly racist now?
I don't understand it.
There's and no way still there's like, no way anybody could claim Trump is not a racist after that.
No, the best part is though, I feel like, you know, like there's so little that showed up to his rally in Tulsa and all that. I really hope that's not because of like the coronavirus per se.
No, but it was more because of like of people teenagers.
Okay, I was gonna say more
remember,
of like
remember that teenagers pranked them. They ordered a bunch of tickets online and didn't show up.
Oh yes, yeah, that's so incredible.
That's what happened.
Can you imagine him like having to break that news?
Can you imagine like
it's ISIS. Actually the teenagers. ISIS has gotten into their minds.
Can you imagine ISIS claiming responsibility for that?
He's like, Russia's colluding by telling the teenagers to prank us. It's just another attempt by the liberal media and the fake news. Like, oh my God. He just has these buzzwords that he feels like he has to say in every single like press conference.
No, but
and the funniest thing, like, I've noticed this recently and it makes me laugh so much. And I don't even know like if it's like a press tactic or if it's like a White House tactic.
Yeah.
But like it seems like every time he's outside talking, like if you noticed Obama, it was always like a quiet podium, everything is calm, everything is quiet. With him, there's always like a helicopter in the background. So you can like barely hear what he's saying. Because even his administration is like, you know what, we don't actually want you guys to hear what he's saying. So every time he speaks, we're going to make sure there's a huge ass helicopter in the background.
Sir, we need you to stand right here.
Yeah. But they won't be able to hear me. It's perfect. Fantastic.
Like, right here is perfect.
Right. But my toupee is going to fly off. Sir, it doesn't matter. We need to make sure the sound quality is amazing.
Yeah. Okay, can we get a sound check? Barely can hear him. Yeah.
You're on in three.
It's like, what? Yeah. What?
Dude, that's why he's literally like screaming and every. If you notice, it's hilarious. Every time he's outside, there's always like a fat helicopter.
And it's just going. Yeah. He always says like full speed. He always says something ridiculously like stupid and then runs off into the plane.
Yeah. He's like, okay, any other questions will be fielded by this guy. And this poor man is left to defend him as he runs to the helicopter, like flies away and like fucks off to nowhere. And this guy is having to sit and question, like answer the questions of like people wondering why there is such a crazy candidate and all his policies don't make any sense.
But he's doing it literally just to like, he's trying to start a race war just to distract from the election. I don't think that's going to work. His tactic is to, like, divide us a little bit more to where we don't notice, and then he gets reelected all over again.
See, that's dangerous. When somebody, like, there's never been a president who's been wanting to, like,
separate. No, but what he's been trying to do, that's why he
picked... That's so funny.
No, the reason why he picked a war with Iran, because he always brings up Franklin Roosevelt. And Franklin Roosevelt was able to be president for four terms instead of... three terms instead of two. And the reason why was because of...
Because of wartime, yeah.
Yeah, because wartime. So that's why he started that thing with Iran.
Yeah.
And Iran issued an arrest warrant for Trump.
Yeah, I saw that over the murder of the colonel or whatever they killed. Can you imagine? Just
dude,
that'd be amazing. Like that's a good idea.
We should crash
his
rally and be like, "We're making a citizen's arrest."
There's a bounty on your head, sir.
There's like, a bounty on your head.
We walk up to Secret Service, like we actually have a warrant for his arrest. Like he's coming with us. Like it says dead or alive. So
Secret Service is trying to argue with you, sir. We need to take it up with the people of Iran.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm just going to bring him in.
If you don't cooperate, there's going to be a taser that comes out in about 30 seconds.
I will have this place swarming with the UN right now. No, they're actually getting help from Interpol, and I don't know if Interpol has that kind of pull, though.
Dude, Interpol has nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, fuck it. So, what do you think is going to happen with the whole Iran situation?
World War III?
What do you think the sides are going to be?
Well... Russia, China, Iran,
mm-hmm.
America.